I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. By the morning of Tuesday, May 29, 1787, the Constitutional Convention, whose mandate was to correct the Articles of Confederation, was opening for its fourth day of business. The private discussions that James Madison had quietly led in the days before the convention were about to burst into the open. Presiding Officer George Washington, fully knowing what would happen next, called upon his Virginia colleague William Randolph to
open the main business.
Randolph enjoyed both political and physical stature close to that of Washington himself. He had a forceful but easy manner of speaking, and he set forth a plan to do away with the one state, one vote Confederal Congress in favor of a two-chamber legislature whose members would have very different relationships both to their state governments and to the people they were supposed to serve. In his closing words, Randolph exhorted the delegates
not to suffer the present opportunity of establishing the general peace, harmony, happiness, and liberty in the United States to pass away unimproved.
Randolph's speech would come to be called the Virginia Plan. The delegates realized that this was no mere correction. It was a proposal for an all-new form of government. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.